This week I came across the expression Barker's egg. Do you know this term?
Ooh.
Barker's egg?
Oh, this has got a flavor to it.
Does it?
This has a slangy flavor to it.
It does have a slangy flavor.
Barker's
to
egg.
It.
This mm-hmm. is saying it's a dog related thing.
That's
Barker.
Right.
Barker.
Yeah. When I first saw it, I thought Barker's egg, well, that must be from a specific bird. You know, Barker's
yeah.
such and such, and the egg is a special egg. But no, a Barker's egg in Australia is, you know, when you're taking your dog for a walk and you have that little plastic bag and you pick up the Barker's egg off
the
ground.
Oh, I see. It's the doggy do that you pick
yeah.
up, right?
That's right. And we are picking up right where we left off in this special edition of Away with Words, the show about language and how we use it. I'm Martha Barnett.
And I'm Grant Barrett. Today we're looking back at some calls about critters.
One of our youngest listeners asked about a saying that you may have wondered about too.
My name's Edie from Texas. And can you please tell me where does the phrase, it's raining cats and dogs, come from?
Where the phrase, it's raining cats and dogs, come from? Where did you come across that made you think about this?
It was a rainy day, and I was watching the rain come down, and I asked my dad, what does the phrase, it's raining cats and dogs, mean? And he said he didn't know.
Is that something that the two of you say together? Do you both say, it's raining cats and dogs, or did you hear it somewhere else?
I just said it.
Okay.
And Evie, do you have a dog yourself?
Yeah. He's more like a bodyguard to me because he wants to make sure I'm safe sometimes.
And what's your dog's name, Evie?
Penny, like the coin.
Penny, like the coin. That's nice.
So raining cats and dogs, Martha. What do we know about that?
Well, you've never seen cats and dogs falling out of the clouds, have you, Evie?
No.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what we call a figure of speech. It's just an imaginary thing. And the idea of raining cats and dogs just refers to the idea that when the rain is really, really coming down, it's really noisy and really loud, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you can imagine cats and dogs all flying down from the clouds, it would get really, really noisy, right?
Barking and howling and yowling and meowing and a little fighting on their way down.
Yeah.
A bit hissing.
Yeah, sure. Some hissing for sure. Yeah. And the reason that I think it has to do with the noise of rain is because if you look at cultures around the world in different countries, they also talk about something that's really noisy. Like in Greece, for example, they don't say the rain is coming down hard. They say it's raining chair legs. Can you imagine if a bunch of chair legs were coming down out of the sky? That would be really noisy, too. Or in South Africa, they say, it's raining grandmothers with clubs.
What?
Right? It's really crazy.
So like granny's coming down, thumping the ground
yeah.
with clubs.
Yeah. And in Poland, they say it's raining frogs, which would also be really noisy.
Sure.
And in Colombia, they have a Spanish phrase that goes, it's raining even husbands. Or it translates as, it's raining even husbands.
It's raining men. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah, so the English version of that is it's raining cats and dogs, which is a very, very noisy situation.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Thank you for calling, Evie. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, take care.
Thanks, Evie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
So we have to debunk.
Yes, let's debunk.
The famous email.
Yes.
That floats around.
Oh, my gosh.
That I've been getting for over 20 years.
Yep.
Raining cats and dogs does not come from sodden thatched roofs that had animals on them and that would fall through when it rained a lot.
Thank you. Please do not send us that email.
Does not come from that. Has never come from that. There's no evidence. That's no, it doesn't. There's nobody in the history of studying language that believes that.
Yep, that email about life in the 1500s continues to rear its ugly head. But we're here to say, don't fall for it, please.
Now, here's a conversation we had about the linguistic paw prints in another phrase.
My name is William. I'm from Austin, Texas. And I think I got a good one for you guys.
All right, okay. Let's hear it. Lay it out.
Okay, so I worked in the film industry here. And I was on a set a couple months ago. And it was after a really long day, and we were all chilling out afterwards, and I sat down and I said, oh man, my dogs are barking. And I started taking my shoes off, but everyone looked at me like they didn't know what I was talking about. And I've grown up in Texas my whole life, and I've said my dogs are barking, which means your feet hurt, as far as I know. But I don't know why that is a phrase or a saying, and I was hoping you guys could shed some light on that.
A little bit of light we can shed on dogs.
Okay. All right.
So we've got to separate the two words, the dogs and the barking, because the dogs came first. As early as 1913, dogs was slang for feet. And it actually popped up in the work of a well-known cartoonist called Tad, or T.A. Dorgan, who did cartoons for some New York newspapers. And he's got various connections to various etymological histories. He was apparently widely read and widely appreciated and had a great sense of humor. But the first use that I know of was in one of his cartoons. And then it caught on. It starts to pop up in jazz songs and ragtime songs and again and again and again. And even now, I use it. I used it just last week, much to the mystification of one of my friends.
Did you?
Yeah.
I know the feeling.
Yeah, they put their feet up, and I'm like, oh, I got to rest those dogs. And they're like, what? They just give me that blind.
Yeah, one guy was like, why are your dogs barking? Like, I don't actually have dogs. It's my feet, you guys.
And so after the slang term for dog existed, slang for feet, people made the extra joke of their dogs barking, meaning that they were begging for some attention.
Uh-huh.
Right? That's it, man. That is no more complicated than that. Although I should point out, what's really interesting, it did for a while there, and it's less common now, it also took on the meaning of shoes, not just the feet, but dogs could mean your shoes.
Gotcha.
And, you know, the makers of Hush Puppy Shoes took this idea and ran with it. Back in the 1950s, they started advertising that their soft, casual footwear would quiet those barking dogs at the end of your legs. Another linguistic mystery solved.
Speaking of solving mysteries, you'll want to stick around because in a few minutes, we'll hear from our friend Will Shortz.
You know Will as crossword editor of the New York Times and puzzle master on NPR's Weekend Edition Sunday. He's promised us a quiz about a whole menagerie of animals.
But first, please take a moment to reach out to this public radio station and show your support.
Call or go online to help out. Here's how.